Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
You a podcast fan?
I am.
Yeah, you going to the LA Podfest?
I'm going, man. I can't wait.
Did you hear about Sideshow Network's special event?
I'm not so sure. Tell me more.
Well, it's Thursday night, September 17th at the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
Okay.
And there's going to be live podcasts from Before You Were Funny on the Feral Audio Network, plus a special performance of Improv for Humans with UCB's Matt Besser.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Also, one of Sideshow's own shows, Why Didn't They Laugh with Owen Benjamin, is also performing.
Oh, man, he's so funny.
And sex nerd Sandra from The Nerdist.
What?
Tickets are only $10, so there's no excuse not to be there.
I'm there, man.
And are you going to the LA Podfest already?
I am going. I'm going.
And you have a weekend pass?
The whole weekend, of course.
Then you can get in for free.
What?
Go to hollywood.improv.com to get your tickets and reserve your spot.
I'm going now.
That's hollywood.improv.com.
I'll see you there, man. September 17th. Woo! Hey, everybody. It's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Brad and I love doing the show so much. Obviously, it only happens because of you guys, the listeners. So continue to go on to iTunes, comment on the iTunes page, subscribe, tell your friends, send them to the aboutlastnightpodcast.com website, give it a 5-star rating on iTunes. We love your support. We love you guys. You guys, the things you tweet us on Twitter is hilarious. All the hashtags really makes it fun to do, and encourages us to continue to pump out solid programming, man, seeing the feedback you guys give us. We got some great guests coming up. Kevin Nealon, Russell Peters, Emil Hirsch, who's going to be playing John Belushi in the new John Belushi biopic. Working on some other crazy big people, David Spade. A lot of good shit coming. In the meantime, go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Anytime you're going to shop on Amazon, go through the aboutlastnightpodcast.com website, click on the Amazon banner. It'll take you right to there to get all your shopping needs, whether it's books or football helmets or dildos in the shape of football helmets that also have our books. Whatever you need, go through our website, click on the Amazon banner. We get a little kickback, and we can have an extra little cash to get a wiener schnitzel at the mall when we're on the road. Speaking of the road, a lot of tour dates coming up. Brad Williams is in Hartford, Connecticut, February 27th to March 2nd at the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut, March 6th through March 9th. Brad is at the Dayton, Ohio Funny Bone. In Dayton, Ohio, obviously. March 13th through the 16th, Brad's at the Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island, Florida. And March 20th through the 23rd, that's the big one. That's where I join Brad in his hometown of Fullerton, California at the Bray Improv for some awesome shows, some awesome laughs. Probably maybe even get a podcast one of the shows. Probably on Sunday. So I encourage you to come on down for that. All his tour dates at bradwilliamscomedy.com. You can find me at adamraytv.com. April 21st. Through April 27th, I'll be headlining the Tropicana Laugh Factory in Las Vegas at the Tropicana Casino. Get your tickets at laughfactory.com. April 30th through May 4th, I'll be at the Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento, California. Many more tour dates coming up, but, you know, it's pilot season. I got to try to get on a TV show so I can make millions of dollars and buy a house with a slip and slide in it that goes from my room to the pool that has a Papa Shot basketball machine in the pool with a Slurpee machine on the side. That Brad will work at. He will work the Slurpee machine stand. That is a dream of mine. It will happen. Today's episode, holy shit. We've had Blake Anderson. We've had Adam Devine. We've had Eric Griffin, all from the hit show Workaholics on Comedy Central. Season 4, it's happening right now. Comedy Central, 10-9 Central. It's one of the best shows on TV. I feel privileged and honored to call these dudes my friend. Friends. I just call them my friend. All you guys are my friend. Durs. Anders Holm, Durs, as he is known to his friends and family and fans, he crushed it, dude. This is a really funny episode. He brought it, and it was a pleasure to talk to him. He's a writer, you know, first and foremost. Hearing his background in college and in Wisconsin, and he's a sharp dude. He just had a baby. He's just a really funny, laid back, cool guy, and you're gonna feel like you really know Durs. Personally, after this episode, man, he's a cool motherfucker. So now that we got all the information out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to enjoy the About Last Night podcast episode with Durs, Anders Holm.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Internationally world famous.
Let's just be honest here. Let's call a spade a spade. And
we're on in South Africa, my man.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're on like different places.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, Sesame Street was on like 1,000 countries.
Almost as much as us, yeah.
And Big Bird ain't got nothing on tight
butthole.
Big
Bird went to China, sure. But fucking Blake went to Burbank.
Tight butthole. Ah, ha, ha.
Wow, dude.
That's my...
That was the count. Yeah,
Count
if you don't,
Chocula, I don't know.
Count Chocula, those two were always getting mixed up in the same crowds.
Saturation.
If there's somebody out there though who probably like didn't know that that was a Count impression,
now you know.
Now you know. Now you but know. Was there like one thing that happened that you were like, okay, I think now like we're becoming. Whether it was like a run in with somebody or some like obviously like you know Adam talks about people yelling tight butthole,
right wherever he goes.
Yep.
And I guess that's, we shouldn't just throw that away. That's pretty, I mean, there's probably not, now that you have a child, you're probably a little more aware of being like, hey man, fucking maybe don't say that right now.
No, I mean, who cares?
Who cares?
You know what
right?
I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, it's funny. Like,
hey, listen, your baby has got to know how the roof is over his head.
Exactly.
And
this
that roof.
Tight butthole, Bill. It's funny. Like when I got to a certain age and like Facebook was happening and my mom was like, should I get on Facebook? And I'm like, oh no, wait, what?
For sure.
And then I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to stop doing what I do and who I am.
Yeah.
So it's like my mom's going to be on there and be like, what did you say about? And I'm like, well, I said it.
Yeah.
I'm your son. You made this horrible person. You know what I mean?
So, like who can you blame? I had a very similar situation. My mom just heard a radio interview with me where I talk about how when I was born, because I was a dwarf, my dad thought that my mom cheated on him.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't know.
Sure.
Like me, myself, and Irene.
Exactly.
Is it not genetic or hereditary or whatever?
It is, but I'm a special case. I'm what they call a mutation, or
nice.
As I like to tell people,
not
I'm
offensive.
I'm a real life X-Man.
That's cool.
What's up, buddy?
Hell yeah. Anemtanium or whatever.
Yeah. Cool. Not one of the side effects, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish it was. So yeah, she like called me and she's like, "Why are you telling everyone that your father thought I cheated on him?" It's like, "Cause that's kind of what happened."
And it's a pretty funny story.
It's hilarious. Story. You know? I mean, like, I would have loved to have been, like, on Maury Povich as a baby when they're, like, showing clips of me, like, next to my dad going, does he look like him?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love it when they do that because it's, like, it's a fucking baby. Like, I don't know. It looks exactly like him. It's a baby.
1 in 10 babies look like their dad, I think. When
yeah.
A lot of people are like, no, it's got the nose. They're like overcome. I just had a kid, and they're always like, no, like it's got your... No, it doesn't.
Have you done that?
No, it doesn't.
Does not.
Yeah.
It's got the way your chin does that chin thing.
My chin does not look like that.
You get all
My
defensive.
My chin's way stronger.
That kid's got a shitty jawline.
Yeah.
He's a couple weeks old. Well, that's why.
Yeah, you just had the kid when?
2 months ago.
2 months?
Yeah.
New I'm dad.
I'm
Come
in
on.
The thick of it, bruh.
You're right there.
It's like...
Is it intense?
It's a doo-doo storm.
Doo-doo storm.
It's a doo-doo storm.
I think they're playing at the Troubadour on Friday.
Yes.
I think they are. Doo-doo storm.
Doo-doo storm, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty real. It's...
Yeah, this is your first kid, right?
This is it.
Yeah.
This is a game changer. It like you literally go from having a life and like... When you're a woman who's pregnant, like it's already changed, but you're a dude, you're like, well, I mean, yeah, she's pregnant. It's crazy, man. Like, moon swings, but like, it doesn't affect you.
The guy's perspective from all that is just, you.
And the guy's complaining about it at a bar drinking with his friends, which is exactly what he was doing.
And he's like, oh, I should get home. Oh, shit.
Dude, one more shot. Dude, she's gonna get all the mac and cheese anyway, that fat bitch. Anyway,
exactly.
But,
then the baby's born, and you're like, oh, I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. I have to like you're home, mm-hmm. you're helping, like you had a life.
Right.
And then now you become like a nerdy dad.
But at the same time, you kind of you want to be home, right? Because you see your kid. And,
yeah. Yeah. Right. You're like, yeah, you're witnessing a miracle, of course, but yeah, but like
just saying this when your son listens to this later.
He'll get it. He'll get it. No, like it's amazing. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. But what you just have to realize is that like your priorities shift.
Yeah.
And like now you can't do everything you could do the day before, but you get the privilege of looking at a kid whose chin just isn't as strong as yours.
Wow, you're not going to let that go, are you?
Damn. Do people ever point out physical characteristics on the kid? And you're like, oh, like that's you. And you go, that's the ugliest part of my baby.
Just the penis. They're like, got your dick, huh? Yeah, 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 that's my, okay.
Yeah, that's my inch and a half dick.
Yeah.
Inch and a half would be pretty strong. But
real
anyway.
Funny.
You guys, there wouldn't be a you having a kid into the workaholic season, were there?
No, are we getting closer to the microphones?
I guess I did.
No, we did a childbirth one, but I think that was coincidental. Somebody just came to the room and was like, I can't remember who it was, and said it'd be cool to have a child. We're like the guy's birth Montez's wife's
right
baby, and we were like, that could work. Let's chase that one.
Well, because I mean, and it kind of makes sense because you guys tend to write. In terms of how the whole thing got started, you wrote what you knew, and you wrote in terms of what happens to you. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's like the next logical step.
Always write what you know.
How many times did you hear that, though, cliched from people that once you get the show, there's got to be a lot of people coming down being like, all right, so you got this show. Here's how you don't fuck it up. I know you feel like you guys did it on your own way.
Right.
But you did it all your own and no one helped you, which is true.
Which
no
is
one.
And gay. Hey, that doesn't and gay.
Gay and gay hey. Well, sure, yeah, there's gay hey. Everyone knows about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that old gay horse joke. What do gay horses eat? Hey.
I thought they ate like fucking beef jerky.
Well, they do that too, but also
gay beef jerky.
Gay beef jerky. Mm.
That's just sausage, right? Right.
Sausages.
Thank you for thank you for pulling that joke out of a nosedive. I really do appreciate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Ed just sucking off like a huge sausage. Or
somehow I think that's on a website somewhere.
The movie Hot to Trot with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Holy
wow,
shit.
Wow, that's a pull.
Drink five for every Hot to Trot reference.
This is what I do. I pull deep.
Yo, all right, real quick. Sure. The five greatest horse movies of all time.
Oh, jeez. Well,
what are we talking? Seabiscuit.
Yeah, it's always
Hot to Trot's number one.
Hot to Trot.
Obviously, Black Beauty with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep.
How about that? American classic movies.
Wow.
God, what was the one that just came out with the horse's name was like Innes or something, and the girl. it was like a bad titled movie.
What was the one with Kurt Russell? Not Escape from L.A., but the right.
Tombstone.
Remember the horse?
No, with that.
Remember the kid? Dakota Fanning is the child.
That's. I think that's what I'm talking about.
Innes, yeah, and well, he's like.
It's not, I don't know. If it's not Innes.
This
but
horse.
It's
nobody
bad.
Likes this horse. That's the worst Kurt Russell ever. But he's like, nobody likes this horse. We fucking like it. And Dakota's like, I fucking like it. And he's like, and I fucking like you because you're my kid. Let's fucking get this piece. Let's make this guy in the Kentucky Derby.
It's got to be good. Kurt Russell. He's got the touch.
Remember
all the pretty horses.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Black Beauty.
There's
Black
one with Haley Joel.
City Slickers? Are we?
Ooh.
Are we? Is that?
Yeah,
I mean,
but the horse.
A cattle drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find.
I do love me some Daniel Stern, though.
The
Celtic Pride.
The movie is called Dreamer.
That's
Dreamer.
What it is.
Yeah.
Inspired by a true story.
Yeah.
What it's the
every
Kurt Russell horse
movie's
movie
is inspired by a true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one just sits down and goes, you know what this town needs? A horse movie.
No more horse movie. Like War Horse?
Come on.
That was so bad.
I didn't even see it.
It wasn't bad.
You know what I would watch before War Horse? Again, Homeward Bound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
With the
animal movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you're putting an inner monologue for dogs and cats. How about one of those for a horse?
Let's do it.
Done.
We can do this.
What's the name of the horse, though?
Innes. We're doing that. If no one's done that name yet, I gotta figure out what that is.
The horse. Make
horse
it happen.
Movie.
I mean, you're,
and it's about finding the last piece of gay beef jerky.
Mm.
Oh.
The last, maybe it's like, yeah, they've got to get
the last piece of gay meat.
Maybe it's a gay horse, and they run
gay
out
horse.
Of. Is that the title?
gay horse?
No, it's going to be what I mean.
The name of the movie is Hide the Salami and Then Find It, You Gay Horse. It's long, but like,
no, but
you'll remember
it.
You
can it's worth it. There's got to be an acronym for that.
Yeah. Hide the Salami, HIS.
That's
going to
take you forever.
Now you're obviously rolling with us for the improv. And
hell yeah.
Because you roll with us with the improv.
Segways are the best, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you're committing to this, but it's like,
I am. I'm gonna make this question work. like you're good improv. You took classes with the Second City in Los Angeles.
In the real Second City.
The real Second City.
You
fuck
know
that
I mean?
Original Chicago place.
I mean, like, get real, Chi-Town. Who y'all birthed lately? I'm representing L.A.
That's true, man.
Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Leggett, my homie, R.I.P. taught me everything I know.
Did he really?
I mean, not everything, but like, dude was the man.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he was fucking hilarious.
Like, we've had a lot of people on the podcast that came up through the Groundlings. What sort of stuff did Second City like focus on? What was their thing?
Oh yeah, that
dick size.
Yeah. So like, penis comedy is like that's number one.
Oh, they're huge on that, right?
Huge.
Oh, okay.
Big
on dick comedy.
The funny thing was, like, you know, it was always like, to use, you know, something everyone can identify with, a volleyball metaphor, set up somebody to spike it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, everyone out there listens, who's like volleyball fans.
We have a huge volleyball fan.
Spike it.
Lots of it. So that makes sense.
And I like doing that. You know what I mean?
Like, you like being a not having to try to be the guy that's hitting the jokes all the time.
Well, I don't think anybody should have to be that guy. Yeah. I think like, if you are a team, you're a squad, it's a lot more fun to watch than like one dude who you go, oh, well, he's really funny, and then like everyone else is kind of having to like do what he's doing.
Yeah, sure.
Or like he's having to help everybody else because they can't keep up. It's like, That's never fun.
Yeah, how did you pick that up early on from like watching maybe guys that you looked up to that were kind of selfless, or were you just like, you kind of took on that role once you got into class and you were like, there's a lot of funny people, everybody should kind of.
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I'm able to do different voices. You know what I mean? I don't know what's just funny for just me.
Right.
I know it's going to be funny for that person. I know it's going to be funny for that person and this person. So what's going to be funny for all of them together is to make a scene where, like, you know, there's a pendulum that goes back and forth and like you create something funny.
Mm-hmm.
Second City was all about that. Even though I just came up with the pendulum thing, they can have the
word
Second City.
Still
LA.
Giving back, Conservatory.
Y'all welcome.
Yeah. But you can kind of tell that's kind of how you are in terms of what you emphasize, because you look at Workaholics and everyone sort of has their own episode. There's no definite, like, this is the star of the show.
Yeah,
it's all you guys, and you guys recognize all.
I mean,
all
I know you guys
talents.
Had me on here. After Adam and after Blake, I'm third.
Obviously.
And like, that's whatever.
You were the hardest to get.
Yes.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Can I be honest? We were trying to get your kid on here too.
Mm-hmm. Before me.
But the kid wasn't born yet.
Yeah. We're trying though.
And I didn't want to like pull the whole like, can you hurry up the pregnancy?
You were going
like,
to have my wife on. She was just going to show up and like, all right, we're just going to put the mic to the belly and give a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Give a listen.
Pretty sure I'd be pretty talented.
That'd be podcast history though, right?
Have a fetus on?
Now here's
hey, you wish.
Hey, didn't Jay-Z
done it.
Yeah. Carole's done everything. Didn't Jay-Z put Blue Ivy on like she was like,
who's
her,
Blue Ivy?
His kid.
Little daughter.
His daughter.
Welcome back from the space mission, Adam.
Hey, you guys heard of this Rick Moranis guy?
Unbelievable.
Did this movie called Honey, I Blew Up the Baby? Oh, he's got a future in this business.
That's how you know a guy's not a Rick Moranis fan, when he references that movie.
Doesn't go straight, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or Spaceballs.
What's the one to reference if you know he's a fan? We'll say it at the exact same time. One, two, three.
SCTV.
My Blue Heaven. God.
This is what we do.
Come on, man.
This is what we do.
I went with SCTV. Obviously, I'm not a Rick Moranis fan.
I mean, that's like, no, like, you know that he's done that.
I was going between
My Blue Heaven's maybe one of, it's probably
so
my top
good.
Five favorite movies ever.
So good. What
gonna,
a duo.
I was going to throw Little Giants.
Oh, Jesus. Now that's the deep retro fan.
Oh my
that's
God.
Deep cuts. That's like the
oh my God. My lungs collapse. meant to say that.
Dude, My Blue Heaven is him and Steve Martin.
Oh, it is?
And I don't know how many films they did after that. I don't think any.
Together, you mean?
Films? Zero. Steve Martin did a bunch of movies, though. But that was his last film.
That was his film.
I mean, yeah.
That was his last work where James Lipton could look at
you. Oh, we don't know. Exactly. Yo, Parenthood.
That's before, right? That's got to be before.
I guess.
He was riding off that Parenthood wave when they were like, here's the script. You got to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He was playing an Italian mobster. Like, that's insane.
It was the best. They were like, yo, you just worked with Diane Wiest. You know what's next, bro.
Wiest. Get your Wiesties.
Get your Wiesties. If Diane Wiest had a cereal,
it would be Wiesties.
And the slogan would just be, get your Wiesties.
Absolutely.
Were there, Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, though, comedy people you looked up to as a kid, who made you go, oh, fuck that, I want to do that job, or just made you laugh a lot as a kid?
Yeah, you know.
And you can say Diane Wiest.
It was Diane Lane.
Whoa,
Diane Lane. See how I switched lanes?
Curveball. Switch lanes. That's a pro right there, gentlemen.
You know, it was never actors. Yeah. It was always movies.
Cool.
So like.
So like complete works.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I was like.
Rick Moranis.
Can I just do that? I mean, that's the best comedy to me of all time. It's
no
perfect.
Shit.
It's
just soak someone in ectoplasm.
Like, it's so believable.
Yeah.
For what reason? Hunting ghosts. Those don't exist as far as I know.
Mm.
And you're totally like, yeah, but this is probably how it would go down.
Great call. Yeah. They make you buy into something that's not that there's no real proof of, and you go, yeah, but you would have guys, you'd have a pack, you'd fucking stay
obviously
at a fire station.
There'd be a phantom zone. Everyone's got a guy named Slimer. It just
totally
works. Now,
also, the ghosts weren't too ridiculous. Like, they...
No, they were...
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Well, Dan Aykroyd, well, okay. All right. When you get to the third act, you got to spice it up a little bit.
But, sure. they based it in reality.
Aykroyd was a huge... He still, like, is a like UFO... You know, ghost dude. He's like into all that stuff. So, like, the fact that he knew all that stuff and it was like a passion project probably translated to the screen more than most people realize.
Yeah. He believes in that shit.
Totally.
Yo, my stepmother is an alien. He fucked Kim Basinger. She was an alien. But, yo, alien or not, you got to make that choice.
And if Kim Basinger is on the list, yes.
Dude, she was so hot. You know, that was one of the first movies I saw where I was like, whoop, something's happening down there. I don't know what's going on, but I think I want to. I think I want to
kiss
wanna...
the TV. I'm wiping my penis on the TV screen. Sorry, Mom.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah.
Today?
I bet I've done that.
Good night, everybody.
I bet I've done that.
Dude, you've humped a couch, probably.
Yeah.
I have humped a couch.
I mean, I can't remember, but probably.
No, for sure. You block that stuff out.
No, but I used to, after when I was like real young, after swim practice, you're in the showers and you could turn the nozzle to just be one stream and you would just let it hit your junk in the Speedo. So it's like
all sorts of sensations, dude.
Right. It's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? There's no escape.
There's no escape. It just keeps getting hit.
Yeah.
Like
you were a swimmer?
Yeah.
Was there ever aspirations of going for the gold?
I mean, I swam in college, but like,
that's a big deal.
University of Madison in Wisconsin.
Yeah, man.
Go Badgers.
That's correct.
Yeah.
For 1 point.
I was either going to say Badgers or cheese balls.
Yes. Those are the same thing.
Yeah.
Pass me the Badgers can like also mean little cheese balls.
You could do that in Wisconsin.
So I think when I was there, I was eating too many cheese balls, not really concentrating on the sport.
Yo, I get what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
You loved it, though. Why'd you love swimming?
It's because I'll say that like, at first, it was easy for me, and then as it got more competitive, like, you got to step your game up, work a little harder.
They're like, you're late for practice. You're like, dude, this shower stream is hitting the exact nut at the exact angle.
I'm not moving.
You need to mind your own fucking business.
That's a page out of my book. That is straight up out of my biography.
Called Duty Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duty Storm. Bill Murray was in that.
Yep.
Pretty sure.
Swim. Yeah. Madison. How was it going to college there?
Probably the single best experience.
It's awesome.
Ever.
No shit.
Yeah, I did
college or just being there.
Both. Yeah. I mean, I did it so right. I wasn't like the best student, but I went to class. That was my whole thing. I was like, I'm going to fail, but I'm going to class. I'm not going to be like an asshole that ditches
right.
class
yeah.
because I don't have that skill. A lot of my other friends were like, I barely go, man. And they get like A's and B's. And
oh,
I'm like,
I hated those people.
Everyone knows those kids. They show up, like, they smoke so much pot.
Right.
And they show up like, yeah, I got into fucking Harvard. Dude, I don't even remember applying.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops.
Did it as a lark.
Oh, my God. And then the acceptance letter came. So I was like, I guess I'll go.
It's like, hilarious. I should totally go.
How funny would that be if I like showed up and was like, I thought this was Yale because I got in there too. Yeah. So wait.
Kids.
So
just right. want to say, like, I'm gonna be valedictorian. So I'm gonna be like, dick. Because that's in the word.
Because that's in the word, but I'll say valapenistorian. Because people will go, wait, did he mean to say that? Or was that
pretty sure you mean valedictorian, then I'll make them say it. Oh, so
yeah,
clever.
Then they'll say dick, and then I'll go, in a pussy? And they'll go, that's what happens when you make a baby.
Winning.
Wait, so what? All right, so.
So I went out to all my classes.
Yeah, because you want to be accountable.
I still got like C's and D's.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing.
It is.
How did I go to every class and yet not really figure it out?
Other things were distracting you.
Yeah.
Were you the kid trying to make people laugh?
Nope.
Were you ever that kid?
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, like,
in college, yeah. What do you?
You can turn it off, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can. Right.
Yeah. The podcast. Yeah. This is off the record.
Completely off the record.
When you're in class, you're just. I mean,
you're
I
in class.
Know.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Like? Right. Nobody wants to be entertained in class.
No. Stand up during the neuroscience class and be right. like, "You want to see the human brain?" Then like pull out your scrotum and like do that trick.
No, that's. No. If somebody like had a weird haircut, you kind of like nudge your buddy and be like, "Dude, look at fucking David's head.
Look at that person's haircut. We're better than them." Like that, yeah. No, I was the person with that haircut.
There you go. Yeah, but like, and you grew up in Illinois,
yeah, outside Chicago,
yeah, and then you go to college in Wisconsin. Yeah. Why are people in the Midwest just nicer than?
Let me clear this up.
Than people in Los Angeles,
is that a stereotype?
Before we get there,
sure.
Before we get to what I gotta say,
yeah,
okay.
What are you saying? Are you basing this off of things you've heard or
Highlights
your experiences? Highlights magazine.
That I read that in the Highlights magazine.
They're starting to get more adult, by
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
It's like where to put the condom wrapper when you take it off.
Mm-hmm. Which condom wrapper does not belong in this picture?
Yeah. Definitely the Durex.
Mm.
Any of them?
but like because I do a lot of touring when I go to the Dayton Funny Bone or Des Moines or Kansas City Improv, like everyone's just so nice there, and they're just and because like today. There's a guy that lives three houses down from me.
Yeah.
We were both going to get our mail at the same time. I said, "Hey, man, how's it going?" And he just stared at me blankly and just kept walking, didn't respond, didn't have earbuds in or anything like that. And I'm thinking, dick, like, why?
So you,
I'm just
you
saying,
like,
how's it
he
going?
He must have earbuds in. No earbuds.
No earbuds.
Always give people, like, the earbud buffer.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Just in case. But
man,
nothing.
I don't know what to say. I think your neighbor is an asshole.
Obviously.
But like, and maybe Iowa and Des Moines is different than Chicago where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your ass kicked in that city. People are not fucking around.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great city, but there's a thing I hate when I go back and I'm at a bar where, and I don't know where this fucking comes from, to get past you, somebody else has to put their arm or their hand on your shoulder and like move you.
Oh, and guide you.
And and it's a thing that everyone does. Every guy is like, I mean, I can't show it. So whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But they put their hand to move you and you do it to other guys.
Yeah.
And it's like a sizing up thing that
For
I'm
sure.
like,
I'm not on board
this
with that.
Is the worst.
I'm just completely envious. You guys could put your hands on other guys' shoulders.
Hilarious.
I mean,
never done that in my life.
Take a trip to the Windy City, man.
Oh my God,
Brad's touched a lot of knees.
Yeah. A lot of knees.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
High five and knees. Should be the name of your next album.
Lower back, maybe.
Oh, small
Pardon
of the back,
me, sir.
Hey,
small of the back. If I care about
it, I didn't want to make a small of the back joke. Yeah.
Yo, guy fights. I was talking about this the other day with a buddy. I was like, because he was telling me about this fight and how long it took to even commence, and he's like. We're like, it's a lot of questions because not a lot of dudes, unless they're totally hammered.
Yeah.
But even so, it's like no guy wants to fight immediately unless somebody has just jumped out of the gate with some sort of a crazy punch. It's a lot of questions. It's a lot of like, something happens and somebody goes,
did you just say that, bro?
Yeah, not even there. That's down the line. It's like, okay. Yo, what's up, bro? Like, very basic. And then, like, what's going on?
You didn't hear what I said?
Yeah. What's your deal, dude? It's like,
what's your deal?
Chilling, man. You good? I'm real good, dude. How you doing? Great, dude. You fuck. What's up? What's up, dude?
What's up?
Dude, just living. You feeling all right tonight?
Are you feeling all right tonight?
Is that your car over there?
Meanwhile, everyone's like, yo, just fucking
are these guys just trying to get to know each other right now? Is that your car, dude? Fucking.
How's it drive?
Dude, fucking. Chilling, dude. It was great. Is that that's your girl over there, huh?
Yeah. Just got married, had a kid. What's up?
Oh, nice. Boy or girl, dude?
Fucking boy.
Wow, dude. That's actually. I got a son too. Actually, so maybe they could hang out.
Acuras or Hondas, right? That's
dude,
cool
minivan, dude. Let me tell you, everyone thinks go minivan when you get a kid, but dude, what's your gas mileage like in that thing?
Why wouldn't it be amazing? It's. Yeah, but they keep going at it.
And by the way, fuck you. Yeah, and then, But it's like, that. We're obviously exaggerating, but there is a lot of that.
Barely exaggerating.
Totally.
But yes.
Yeah, it's
and,
like
it's and it's like 2 inches from each other's face.
Yeah, that's the best part. Nobody really wants to do it if you have to, I guess.
Yeah, they won't fully commit.
That's not true. There's a lot of guys. How many real fights have you been around or seen?
Handfuls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wisconsin, a lot of bar fights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
You're sighing in a way that says, I started a couple of those.
No, I finished them.
Boom. Like a champ.
I did whatever.
it's best answer, by the way, about a fight ever. I did, hey, man, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're like one of those old NOM guys. You're just staring at us going, listen, I did some stuff. Yeah, I don't like talking about it.
I was in the shit.
Yeah.
I was in the shit. All right. So when you come out here to LA and you're doing some Second City and you're a part of the conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
Is the goal, I want to get on a TV show and be a writer?
Yeah, the goal was
no acting.
Do conservatory, meet people. And 5% of me was like, what's this acting thing about? Because the least attractive thing to me was auditioning. Okay. I was like, well, you know what I don't do? Open myself up to people. That's what I don't do.
Yeah, for real.
So like,
what you do, and just let a room full of strangers just go, we like you.
What you are right now, the way you look, the way you are, is a big no-no.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's the worst.
You just get like your conscience fingered.
Yeah, because we're looking at what you are right now, and we know what America likes. America just doesn't like you.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just had to put two things on tape today.
45 minutes.
Yeah, way better than going into the room. Yeah. I was so thankful that I could work and just like not have to. But it's like sometimes it isn't necessary. I mean, like how much do you sit in on the auditions for Workaholics?
We don't sit in on them anymore. They tape them and then we watch them.
Also, too, because there's never you guys. It's
we're busy.
Well, that
you got,
I mean,
you
we're
got
like we're writing shits. Or whatever.
Yeah, but also it's like the parts usually aren't so big that you can't cast off tape, right?
Yeah.
Or you just have other shit to do.
We do. And then sometimes we just give people the part. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to throw a struggling comedian a bone. That just I mean, because all he's got in his life is a podcast with a dwarf, and you're like, oh my god, I feel really bad for this guy.
I texted Adam a picture of me in a sleeveless t-shirt from Russell Athletics, and he's like, dude, I don't know where this is gonna fit in, but let me get to writing.
All right.
I'm on it.
I mean, do you guys feel that right now, because you're going into what season, is this four that's about
four
to air?
Four is airing right now.
Right.
What time is it?
Currently.
Oh, yeah. We're airing, baby.
On the East Coast, yeah.
Oh, East Coast. How do you like it? Central? Oh,
it's coming. I mean,
dude, that's bananas.
Yeah, we're season four. It's stupid. It's crazy.
And then are you writing fifth season, or are you just kind of doing press? Or what
we're
going right
to start
now?
We're doing press right now. Mm-hmm. Larry King in the morning.
What's up?
Look out. Still relevant.
Dude, are you serious?
A bunch of people.
Adam has a crazy Larry King story.
I'll tell it real quick. I was high at the movie theater seeing Chronicles of Narnia.
Sure.
As you do, as you don't.
As soon as that lion started talking, I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, welcome to Narnia. I was like, fucking welcome to the snack bar. That's where I'm headed because this is too much.
Yeah.
I go out there. Larry King's out there with a kid. I go up to him. I was like, I'm high. I got to talk to him. Who knows where the story's going to go? I go, hey, Mr. King, big fan, man. Big fan. He just looks up at me. He's like, oh, great. I go, yeah, man. So I just stay there. Linger.
Sure.
Awkward silence. I go, so you got any big interviews coming up? Or he goes, I'm with my nephew. Do you mind? I go, not at all, man. I just got interviewed by Larry King. And he just stares at me like, are you fucking high? And I just kind of like smiled at him like real big and just kind of gave him like a, oh yeah, and then I walked away.
Have a milk dud.
I mean, I'm not saying your story can compete with Adam's when you meet him tomorrow. I mean, it's not obviously, but you can, you know, you can get, you know, get interviewed by the guy.
We'll see.
Hey, bring it up to him. He'll remember me.
I mean, what are we talking, like Pacific Theaters? Are we ArcLight? What are we talking?
We're going Grove.
Oh,
we go in Grove.
Whoa,
we go in Grove.
That's pretty good.
Things just got fancy in here.
That's what I sing.
Come on, get Grove.
Get Grove. We got a Banana Republic and a trolley. You can take the trolley to the stores. We go in Grove. We go in Grove.
Kills, kills.
Mario Lopez lives here. We go in Grove.
He's like, he lives in that pond. And then they just like blow a whistle, like a certain, like a recorder, like.
Oh, so like, so like when the Green Power Ranger had to play a little knife for the little dragon sword to come out.
Exactly. A little pan flute.
And
a little string of like child recorders they all play. And Lopez comes out of that fountain.
Shirtless, obviously.
Rita's just like, no,
I mean, I don't even know how
Larry
to transition
King
to this.
Is the shit. Is that all right? So you're enjoying the season being out now. Press is fun, right?
Press is
press
is, I don't know,
necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Press can be fun. Press can be fun. Like, we just went to New York and did a bunch of press. So it's like, I was in New York. I saw you.
Yeah. Go see us.
To go do some stuff, you're like, oh, what is, this doesn't really go anywhere. No one really reads this, does it? Do they?
Well, Jamba Juice blogs. Yeah, I mean, skip on those.
Sure.
I can't. I can't.
When you have a passion for the orange, when you have a passion for the orange dream machine, such as Durs does, you can't. You can't just skip out on the Jamba Juice.
Yo,
blogs.
This is a crazy tangent. Yeah, well, that's a great point. Crazy tangent, but
sure.
I always say, you know, you've made it if you got your own Jaleel White Urkel, friend of the show, been on a handful of times. Yeah. He has his own doll, right? Mm-hmm. We went to his place. It's the Urkel doll. You don't remember that from back in the day?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
To have your own doll, that's bananas to me.
Nuts.
I feel like to have your own doll, cereal or shoe is like, yeah, you've gotten to a crazy point.
It's official.
Mm-hmm. But having your own Jamba Juice flavor, let's go down that road for a minute.
I don't know why I don't have one. You know what? I don't
Jamba
even,
Juice
I
executives,
fucking,
if you're
I
listening.
I never go there. But if you guys name a drink after me, I'll go there.
There you go.
So that's the equation if you want to do the math.
Like the Dursberry Blast or something?
Dursberry Blast.
Boom. What do we got? The Durskery. And it's like a daiquiri. I mean, they can have this.
I don't think about booze in those.
Well, yeah, but like.
But this one would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the one alcoholic beverage at Jamba
Juice. A Dursicle?
Yeah, Dursicle. Now we're talking.
You know,
I like that.
Anyway,
it works out. I mean, we have so many options. Like, can you imagine if McDonald's had Happy Meal toys that were workaholics themed?
Dude, that's
now we're talking.
That'd be pretty solid.
Get a free Blake pipe, and it's just like a little one hitter. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Dude, that's dude. But hey, man, that again, you this business is so fucked. Like, you joke about stuff like that, but isn't there a Blake?
You think that was a joke?
You think
that was a joke?
You don't think that McDonald's has a Blake pipe coming down, forgive the pun, the pipeline?
You don't think all I think about is dollar signs and opportunities to climb higher and be somebody, you know?
And integrate myself into the McDonald's franchise?
I wake up every morning thinking, why isn't my bed a little bit bigger? That's my game.
Wow. Is it? You're the white Shaq.
Yeah.
He is the
white
Shaq.
That would be terrifying. If Shaq woke up an albino one day and then just ran down the street naked.
Yo, are we talking blue chips too?
Wow. We can do this.
I
Action Bronson.
Let's put fucking hot.
Sure.
Let's put the horse movie on hold.
Jeez.
Season 4, when you guys, can you tap into the feelings you had when you first, because I remember talking to Adam at the improv when he was
jubilation.
Like.
Jubilation. I don't know. What's your question?
I mean, that should be your answer. Well, now you know how to answer every question tomorrow morning.
Jubilation.
Yeah. Anders, can I call you Anders?
Jubilation.
That's your name? Oh, that's how you're feeling?
Jubilant.
But like, I remember talking to Adam at the improv when he
favorite
was first
X-Man,
got it.
Jubilee.
Boom.
Is that an actual X-Men?
That was an actual X-Men.
Yeah.
Had the worst power ever. Her power was to shoot sparklers out of her fingers.
Yeah.
Yo. A child's
firework? Explosive. Sparklers.
Oh, okay. Well, now we're that's a different.
Well,
game.
It wasn't like Adam Bomb.
It was not cool.
Blowing up. It's just like, all right, you got to light those candles on your birthday cake. Good thing Jubilee's here.
So when she ran out of sparklers, was it like bees and Roman candles?
No, it would be literal sparks as opposed to like the stick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of the...
yeah.
No, she...
I'm thinking she just had like a package of... She's like, I just went to the Indian reservation. I'm set for at least an hour. Like, I thought you had those in you. Isn't that a power?
No.
It's a power that I get a discount.
These can't burn anybody.
Why do you talk like a man?
She got sparklers chambered, son.
Adam at the Improv was like, he was just like, yeah, it's bananas. We have this show. And like, to now be like, you're about to write you for the season is... It's crazy to me, so I can't imagine actually going through it.
Here's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Totally.
Take us inside your head.
Totally expected it.
For real?
I mean, I look at Adam, I look at Blake, and I look at Kyle, and I trust them. I trust their instincts. I trust their talent and their qualities. And the only way I could see us getting canceled is if somebody made a mistake at Comedy Central, which happens.
Sure.
There are good shows and good people that get canceled for whatever reason.
Sometimes you get a new vice president that just wants to be like, you know what?
I hear that story a lot. They exactly. come in and they go, I want a clean slate because yeah. like...
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, but, and you say you put your trust in these guys, and obviously you do because that's... I mean, that's one of the reasons why you've been successful. Are there ever times or like when you guys write an episode, is it all you guys come together or is it you just be like, hey guys, I got this one, and then Adam takes one, or is it so it's always a collective effort?
We come into the room and my thing is I'll roll up with some like I'll have like little flashcards by my bed when I go to sleep, and I'm mm-hmm. like laying there not doing shit, and I'll go, oh, cool. The guys go to the county fair and like... Put on a hot to trot musical.
Boom. Done.
They can't get there because the car's broken. They got to get... Whatever it is. So I just write it down real quick. And then
smart.
Like, the morning and go, oh, is this worth bringing in? I'll bring it in. Then like... And everyone does the same thing. You just bring in ideas and go, oh, I was thinking it could be funny if the guys go to water park. And it's like, oh, so like, what if we married the idea about the water park and the county fair? Like... They lose a pig that they won or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
You just spitball. But you come in with, I mean, just not right. being afraid to just throw as many things out there, because even if you're like, this is stupid, somebody could see something of that and take it to a different direction that you weren't thinking, right? I mean.
Totally. So then like.
You have to be just
You figure out
fearless.
How to say something. Yeah, exactly. And like I hear about writer's rooms where they're like, you don't talk unless you have something great.
Oh God.
And I'm like,
yeah, we've had a couple of SNL alumni on the show, and that's yeah. and that's like what that, like, unless you got hierarchy in that room, you keep your mouth shut.
I mean, I understand the hierarchy aspect of sure, it or whatever, sure. but the like don't say anything unless you know it's good. I'm just like,
but that's
according yeah. to who? Good to who? You?
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Cuz you won an Emmy?
Right. Or haven't, and you expect that this is the way you're going to get one, and like that's what you want, like that's what you're chasing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have a pretty open room. You say whatever you want to say. I can't count on 100 hands how many dumb ideas I've pitched, but I know how many good ones I've pitched, and yeah. then they turn into episodes or whatever. So we do that, and then we'll kind of go, we'll break it down on like a whiteboard and go, okay, so it starts off here, but then this is in the way, so then what's the stupid... you know, character-based
solution
yeah. to this problem. Mm-hmm. And then you go into it.
And then at what point do you start filling them with jokes?
You mean like written jokes?
Yeah. Like, or does that just come from...
I mean...
Once you have your scenarios, you're like, all right, let's just start.
So we'll break it down. We'll go, okay, so these are the major beats. What are the scenes? And like, when you're doing this, it'll take a couple days. Somebody will say like a joke and like, an assistant in the corner will like jot that down or whatever. But my worst thing, I'm like, I'm not going to write a scene around a joke.
Mm. Smart.
You know what I mean? Because yep. it's like, well, guys, we're really funny.
Yeah.
yeah.
We can come up with another joke.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, oh, that's real gold. We'll put that in there and
yeah.
like work around that.
Yeah.
That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. And it's so great that you've created an environment that's like that, and you came out with these guys. So there's never... I mean, are there other writers in the room that have come on board since, or is it still like the core guys?
We got like a little staff. I mean, there's kind of been like a revolving door because.
Which is the great solution for everything.
Yeah, we got a revolving door because I will belch in people's faces,
dude. If you do that tomorrow on LK, mm-hmm. you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
For a second, I was hoping that
I was going to come up with something amazing.
No, I was hoping I was the first other LK name I was going to think of was. Well, the first L name I thought of was Lark Voorhees, but then I remembered, well, V.
That's a V.
Is yeah. a different letter than K.
Obviously.
And then maybe there's some uh-huh. stretch where K was like her middle name.
Nah.
Nope.
You tried, though. No,
anyway. Boy, you know what? I can't tell you how many podcasts Lark Voorhees has brought to a screeching halt.
Screeching halt. There
well
you
done. I can't turn it off, Time man. Out. We just talked about turning it off.
That was just too good. So now we've had Mario Lopez, Lark Voorhees. Voorhees and a Screech reference. Mm-hmm. How many more do we got? We got
how many Morris can we do?
Hey, why don't you Jesse Spano it off?
Okay,
that was a bit of a stretch.
Don't make me Kapowski you right in the face. This is bad.
Hey, I'll give it to you right in your building.
You guys had him on yet?
We did.
Yeah.
Got and no one likes who he was more.
Say, no one likes him. Just so blatantly mean like that.
No, we love him, but no one truly appreciates something that they did in the past more than that man.
Yeah.
He lives that shit. He's like, no, I'm going to walk to a strip club. I'm going to walk in, and the first words out of my mouth are going to be, hey, 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 what is going on here? And then, like, strippers just go, and they hop on my lap. It's what I do.
Durst has a big smile on his face, by the way. Hearing that makes you very happy, huh?
He did it. So right.
He did.
I mean, like, we're all here, like, we're having fun. But he's somewhere having so much more fun.
I know, man.
There's zero sadness behind it all. Everyone's like, yeah, right. He's like, pathetic. Nope.
Fuck that, dude.
He's so happy.
Yo, because guess what? You see him anywhere, you go, oh, man.
You flash back right to that point.
Yep.
And that,
there's no negative flashbacks with building.
And that's what you do. You go on a kid's show when you're in your early 30s.
Yep.
Get that 10-year-old market 20 years down the line when you're hurting.
Oh yeah.
We now know how you made the baby.
Saved by the bell. Ooh, the college years.
That was a great show. Yeah, would you guys ever do Workaholics? The
The retirement home?
The
years?
College years? We just go back and we play at 40.
I mean,
hey, you could do like a Billy Madison.
That's actually
script.
Great. That's a great movie
the
idea.
The thing we talk about doing is just turning it into a cartoon.
That's such a
great idea. But then you do that, and then the
dude, that's
and
a brilliant idea.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Yeah,
like when we're like old and like
no.
my knees give out and just you know.
Oh, for real? Oh, to keep it going.
Yeah, to keep it going, and then like because we're hitting the wall as far as like ludicrous things we can do besides having the rapper Ludacris on the show.
Which I'm sure you've tried.
If you want to use this
times.
Opportunity to see it.
He's an avid listener.
Christopher, if you're listening, we'd love to have you. You're a brave man. I love what you've done for hip hop, and you can do the same thing for comedy. Talk to my reps.
Okay.
I love hearing rappers' real names, by the way.
Christopher.
Christopher Bridges, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused Bridges. With...
Calvin Broaddus.
Who the fuck is that?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Dude, I mean...
Calvin Broaddus.
That's mm-hmm. that's a dope name though.
I know.
Yeah, and he could Calvin just been Calvin.
Broadus? Yeah,
Calvin Strong. But he went, no man, I'm gonna be Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm.
Has he told where Snoop Dogg comes from?
It was a like nickname.
Yeah,
because he looked like Snoopy.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, because he looks like Snoopy.
And I'm guessing it was like something like, yo, you look like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That's, yeah,
that's probably that.
That's exactly
yeah.
what it was.
Or maybe it was, hey, like it was Snoopy. This.
Hey man, you ever seen Snoopy? Cause you look like him, so I'm gonna call you that.
It's probably like that. One of the, like,
and somebody goes, who's Snoopy? You know that dog.
Yeah, man. Like from the Peanuts.
It's probably exactly that.
Pretty sure.
Yo, I bet it was this. The dude pulls up and he honks and he goes, excuse me, young man.
Yeah? You look like Snoopy the dog cartoon character.
Was it Bill Cosby saying it?
It was Bill Cosby.
It was like an old white
You
person.
Look like a dog I had on the show.
What were your favorite musical groups growing up? And if you say Hootie and the Blowfish, I won't judge you. I'll just go,
I'll crack tree or view. I'll high five you and agree personally.
No, I couldn't go that route.
Don't even joke though. Madison, they had to have been huge, right? That's a band I feel like is just every college, doesn't matter where you are, community or 4 year.
I was not in college when Hootie was on tour.
Right, but I mean, weren't they still kicking?
I doubt it. You know, they were like, they got that crack rear view money. They're like, it's hold my hand.
That's fucking now, make
now,
it rain.
And now Darius is like, I'm going to be a country star now. Oh, what?
He knows what's up.
I got a damn lyric that says, rock you like a wagon wheel. Does anyone know how a wagon wheel rocks? No, but he fucking sold the hell out of that
shit. Those show don't tell.
Do you...
The Beastie Boys.
Wait, do you...
pardon me, Beastie Boys. And that's it.
The who?
Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you heard of them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a group, though, that you like want to take... like the with the success of the show that you're like, oh, we should fucking get those guys on.
I mean, to me, there's the Beastie Boys are the pinnacle. That's so, the top.
No shit.
They did it so well. They're almost on that Belding level.
I love that's a level. Yo, man, you like played that straight Belding style.
And everyone's like, wow, you mean that? You really mean that?
Yo, right, for man. Real though?
The Beastie Boys did it to me so proper. Like, they were like, they blew the doors off with License to Ill on some like college radio, like, oh, we drink beers and like bang chicks. Then they flipped it with Paul's Boutique, which is the best album of all time, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I mean, we just mentioned Craig Review, but I mean,
dude, Dust Brothers, the sample game on that album is the reason samples cost money now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just, like, milked it. And then the dude Check Your Head, get back to their, like, punk rock roots, and then follow it up with, like, a tighter version of that album with Ill Communication. Hello Nasty, they were, like, how old were they when they put out that album, and it was still hot?
Good career.
And the music video game?
I know. Changed it.
And, like, the MTV Video Music Awards appearance game?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're the coolest kids.
You just made a lot of great points.
I didn't make them. They did. I just like talked about them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Untouchable.
Man, so live your life like Belding and the Beasties.
Mm-hmm.
That is the straight message of this podcast.
I guess.
Rock the bells.
Done. Now, and one thing I also like about you guys is you are going off into different projects where you're playing different characters,
right?
Whether it be Adam on Modern Family or you on the Mindy Project, that pastor character,
yeah, so good, man.
Oh,
I told you that in New York. Also, that was my intro to that show.
And
fan of it now, man.
Yeah,
I just
funny.
I don't watch enough TV. I have a handful, all comedies really. I need to get into dramas.
You got
to
get a Roku box, man.
The fuck is that?
You got to get a Roku.
It's like the thing people get when they don't have a TiVo or like a DVR. Like,
what is it?
It's Roku. It's not like, it's like an Apple TV, but okay, it can also tape things, I think.
Something.
I do. I mean, you know, when
it's
I get back on the
tech
road.
Heads.
Yeah. When I get back on the road in April, I'm going to like make a more active, be more active with like putting shows onto a some sort of device.
Right.
I sound like I'm fucking 80.
I put shows onto a device.
I put down, upload down.
I'll upload this.
Yeah, but what I want to know is when you go to a show like the Mindy Project.
Right.
On Workaholics, that's your show and you're kind of in charge. Is the vibe different?
When can you walk in and take over the Mindy set?
Yeah.
Here's what I do when I step on it. Here's what's funny. And that was my first like long-term
crossover
gig.
Yeah.
Like away from the boys.
Yeah.
Right.
So like I'm looking over my shoulder like, where are they at? It's just me? Okay. All right. Let's go. Everybody over there was super cool. And you just got to like, they appreciate what I could bring to the table. And I was like, well, I'm going to try and bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have conversations with Mindy beforehand about stuff or are they just kind of trust?
I'm not allowed to talk to her.
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, you mean you want to talk to Mindy?
she comes. No. She comes right out of a pod. It opens up, and she's, and they're like, action. And I'm like,
can you imagine?
That would be cool.
Man, that's so baller. That's
her fucking Mario Lopez. They just come out of something and then work and then go back in. Crazy. Yeah,
that's what happens when you're legit famous.
Absolutely.
Mario Lopez was birthed with that body, by the way. He came out of his mom looking like that.
Dude, so ripped. You ever see him in the shower scene on Nip Tuck?
No, but now
just
I'm
letting that water spray his junk.
Now I'm interested.
How about you load that on your laptop?
I might. I'm not gonna lie. He did a love scene with Jamie Presley, and Jamie Presley's like all kinds of naked.
Yep.
And I'm just staring at Mara Lopez. I'm like, oh shit, boy's you know got what? Some tight abs.
Because you know what she's got.
Yeah.
But you're like, wait a second.
I haven't taken.
His butt has extra cheek, like.
What
muscle?
What?
Yeah,
no, his butt, like each cheek has its own six pack.
Right.
That's hilarious.
That's that's how good it is.
Yeah. Can somebody toss me a football?
No.
I'll toss
your salad. You were going there.
It's a football in the shape of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So she though is obviously super funny. So
yeah.
Can you get in there and go, hey, here's, they just trust when they cast you and they go, we cast you because you know what you're doing, so do that. Or do they go, hey, there's, like, we're kind of thinking, that, like, they throw shit at you right away, or they just kind of let you?
Yeah. I mean, like, what's really fun is, like, the writing's already there, you know what I mean? So you could do the whole, like, let the page catch you and do the lines. And then she's fun. She likes to just branch off and, like, she'll stop you in the middle of something and be like, wait, what was that? Like, in character. And then you're like, okay, here we go. We're going to go somewhere else and talk about something else. And Ike Barinholtz is a big improv dude.
Yeah.
Safe to say I cannot even keep up with that fool. He's out of his mind.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. He's just lightning quick. He's awesome.
And then does that make you better having to even be on set with a guy like that?
No. Way worse.
then everyone just looks at you and goes, wow, you're not him.
Yeah. No. I mean, sure. Yeah. It's always just fun to... And by the way, like, I've acted on our show and not much else. So to go on to a network show...
Were you intimidated? Or enough experience of workaholics where you're like, I got this now?
You know what? I'm an asshole. And I was like, I got this. Yeah, like,
what is this, TV?
Right.
Done.
Excuse me.
I've got 40 episodes basic cable under my belt. I had to convince myself, you know, you just like anything, like if you're an athlete or whatever, you go on the field going like... I'm going to win this game.
Yep.
I don't care if it's the Patriots or whatever. So I went in there and I shoved her and I go, I'm winning this game. She was like, what? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm freaking out.
My dad told me to do this. He's like, he told me to establish dominance. That's just kind of what I do.
Right. I put sorry. Figure four leg lock. Fucking beast and crab.
Beast and crab. All right.
Boston crab.
Well, like obviously, but you threw the little accent in there. I like that about you. Is it weird knowing now that... because I've been in meetings now where executives look at me and go, all right, we're looking for kind of a workaholics type thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like,
that's everywhere now.
Is that
a trip that you you set a trend that people are now trying to capture what you guys have?
I mean, I'll be honest, guys, it's pretty fucking sad. Get your own shit. No, like...
People are now going, hey, because of you guys.
I've had friends who are like in acting classes that are like, I just did a scene from your show in acting class. I'm like, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool. The fact is, though, nobody really wants what we're doing. They don't. They want like to lock down the young dudes, but they don't want to have penis jokes every seven lines. They don't want it. They think they do.
Why do you think you got away with it?
Blake's hair. When you come back to it, you're like, well, what are you going to do without the hair on the network? Yeah? What are you going to do without the hair? And they fold every fucking time.
Yeah. That's a good get.
You need a guy with that haircut.
We talked about this with Blake, too. It's like, a lot of shows that you see, either when they recast or they don't work, a lot of times, maybe it comes down to writing or higher-ups just going... I don't like the Jewish guy, you know.
Yeah.
Or
which is usually right.
Which is usually spot on.
And they're Jewish too.
Yeah, he's like, ugh.
They're just like, how about we kill him?
He was at the Crosstown Rival Synagogue.
Yeah,
Crosstown Rival Synagogue.
Yeah, he was at Beth Shalom Kibbutz.
Yeah, now he's gonna be kaput. This is, see, this is the free, I'm bringing my freedom here.
I love it, dude.
Yeah. And now it's being recorded.
Yeah, it's going.
It's all right. It's all right, but it's going good.
Honors was on. He's like pretty hacky.
I love that guy that you're doing, by the way.
Yeah, it's I watch. I mean, you guys ever watch Rocco's Modern Life?
Pretty funny, man.
Pretty funny. Like
Rocco's Modern with Heifer. Yeah, that was a good show.
I like that show because it created a slang word for fat people.
What's that?
Heifer.
Well, wait. I mean, no. That's been around.
Yeah.
Was it around before?
I mean, yeah. Ever since I was a young kid, people were like, you better back the fuck up, Heifer.
Julius. Heifer.
You look like Heifer from Rocco's Modern Life. I'm going to call you that. Okay then, Snoop.
Dog. Yeah. I was called, you know, I was a fat kid. I've mentioned this before, but
let me see your calves.
Well, they're great now.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Ex-fat people's calves.
Amazing. Will Sasso. Have you seen Will Sasso's calves?
Control. Look at that. See?
Nuts.
Bam. That's cool.
I also got bird legs, though. But my nickname was Jello Jiggler. And we always say how that sounds like a fucking McDonald's villain.
That's true. The, like, Hamburglar and the Jello Jiggler.
Yeah, that struck hard. That was like, that was too creative. If they just said, hey, it's the fat kid with a dick and tits, I'd be like, all right, well, you just calling us. You just, yeah, all right, man, I get it.
Tranny with the fanny.
But we dude, Jello Jiggler, you know, is like another level of creativity where it's like, oh, shit.
And like the commercials come on. Dude, and like, they're not even around.
Right.
Like, you're getting heated on by your TV. You're like, your mom's like, well, we're going to watch Seinfeld. Fuck this, Mom. You don't read.
Then every time Chick Hearn put the game in the refrigerator, you would just start crying because he ends that whole rant with, and the Jello's jiggling. You're like, shut up, Chick.
The Jello's jiggling like that fatty Adam Ray. What? Go Lakers.
The TV, it's just, no, he was talking to me. You're crazy.
But the chemistry of you guys, like, that's why, like, when they say, we want workaholics, and they want, like, but the way Blake broke it down, that you know, you guys had so much, obviously, with the mail order comedy and your sketch group, and so much time together, so it was like, once you got the opportunity for that, it was just seemed like you were ready for it. And, like, that's, I think, what a lot of shows... Why do you think Friends was so fucking pop? Their chemistry was unreal.
Oh,
there's people have tried to emulate that show or a version of the guys and the girls or whatever, but it's like, I mean, I can't tell you how many pods I heard last year were recasting. It's like where they're like, you think it's going to, I mean, it's people just really, I don't know. It's no surprise that you guys are as successful as you are, because that's such a strong key element that you can't force. Like, they're like, you guys are funny guys, so let's... You can act like your best friends, right? But when you actually are, man, does it come off.
Yeah. I mean, casting is tough. And, like, now that we're on the other side of casting, like, you want to make sure that, like, the character you wrote is going to mesh with the threesome in the right way. And, like, if you bring in this wrong dude, all of a sudden it's like, man, this is not working. You know what I mean? Or, like, whatever. So, like, we're very, like, particular, and, like, it takes all of us to go, okay, yes, that person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, casting, it's the whole industry now that, like, we're on the inside and have, like, our fingers and everything is eye-opening. You know, you kind of go, like, oh, like, everything's very important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's nothing where it's, like, fuck the music. It doesn't matter.
Wardrobe,
the music can be whatever.
Yeah.
Wardrobe can be whatever. Like, no, like,
it all
there's
works.
A lot of shows that I go, why are they wearing, that's a $300 hoodie. I know that. I've seen that at a fucking store.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude doesn't have a job.
Right.
Like, his character doesn't have a job. So why is he rocking a $300 hoodie? Oh,
no, I just saw this article on, I think it was Yahoo, where they, like, broke down, like, can TV characters really afford the places that they live in?
No.
And like, none of them can. It's like, yeah, I'm a kindergarten teacher, but, and the example they used was New Girl.
Right.
Where it's like, she's a kindergarten teacher or whatever, but she lives in this loft in
palatial,
LA.
Yeah,
it's got, like, more decorations than you could ever do anything with. It's like, no. I mean, but your show has the realism behind it. You guys live in the dumpy house or whatever.
That's what I like about our show, and I don't think we get a lot of love from people who are, like, looking for, like, a cool show to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Our show is about three guys who live in just a town, you know?
Yeah.
We're not in New York. We're not in Austin. We're not even in, like, Indianapolis.
Right.
We're in Rancho Cucamonga, which is just like hundreds of other towns that are kind of just like, yeah, I mean, like, there's like nightlife. You know, there's like five bars and everyone goes there. You kind of know everybody. And I'm sure they have an awesome time. And these guys have what is just an average job, telemarketing, which is relatable for like a bunch of other people.
Right.
Do they have aspirations of becoming like writers for like something, or like, is there something more? No, because for a lot of people, they just want to have a good time and like meet a chick and like not end up in jail. You know what I mean? Like, that's the end of
that's
the
goal.
Work for the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, so like I like that about our show. How
and,
it's
and your fans are, I mean, young. I mean, they span.
We're talking tweens.
Yeah, buddy.
We're talking tweens. Like,
we're going grow.
Dip, you ever dip a tween in milk chocolate and suck it off? Mm. Me neither. Can't wait, though.
We're talking teen people subscribers.
Dude, that's how the next Kids' Choice Award show opens.
Yes.
Just fucking like Harrison Ford dipping teenagers in chocolate.
I'd watch. I'd watch.
Dad, absolutely, are you kidding me?
I would cry.
I hate chocolate, Dad.
Yeah. By the way, this is Harrison Ford's movie. Like, I guess I'll dip this John chocolate.
Junior?
He invented
the breathe.
Breathing through the nose like that.
Yeah.
Like when he's stitching himself up in Fugitive and he's like,
yeah.
You're like, fuck, that hurts. And then when he's like seeing Princess Leia leave and like, you're like, whoa, he's heartbroken.
Yeah,
like, he's
dude.
Breathing through his
he's
nose.
He's breathe
so hard.
Acting.
That's it.
He's breathe acting.
His whole move.
Done.
Breathe. Yeah, because every actor has a move.
Yeah, Brad Pitt likes to chew on something in every film.
And do like the finger point.
Mm-hmm.
Taron Killam crushes that impression.
So he good. Does.
It's out of control because it's not even, you hear it at first and you're like.
The voice is good.
You're like, that's not even like an impression. Like, because it's not like how Will Ferrell used to do the president.
A heightened
like,
caricature of it.
You're just like.
It's just Brad Pitt.
It's just him.
Yeah, dude.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
He did a, he was a guest on this podcast and he did.
Did he use this mic? Did he use his headphones?
Oh, he did. Oh my God. He did a Christoph Waltz impression, and when he said he was going to do it, we're like, who does a Christoph Waltz?
Yeah, who does it?
And then he does it, and you're like, holy fuck, that's Christoph Waltz. And then he said, I haven't even done that on SNL yet. 2 weeks later,
you guys want me to?
It was on SNL.
So I guess what I'm saying is, Danny Bonaducci?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? I used to listen to him on 97.9 The Loop in Chicago.
Oh my God. You have a Bonaducci, which is the name of my book.
Don't look now, but you have a Bonaducci.
You have a Bonaducci on your neck. It's pretty obvious. You might want
to. It's where he gave you a hickey.
It's
and
leaking.
Then came on the hickey.
You might want to pop that collar and hide that Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Please tweet us at hide that Bonaducci hashtag. No,
just you have a Bonaducci.
.com.
He's
a hero of mine.
Is he really?
No. But I mean, remember the show Breaking Bonaducci?
Oh, yes, man.
Everyone's pretending like Breaking Bad was the first to like.
Breaking anything.
Breaking Bonaducci, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's where it's at. Look that up.
He worked out at my gym, and I overheard at like 24 Hour Fitness in Hollywood nice. When I first moved here and was just freaking not ripped.
I used to be there all the time, too. That's a great gym.
He was shredded.
He's still shredded.
I overheard him getting like kicked out because they were like, you're here like 5 hours a day. Like, it's just not healthy, man. Like, we think.
Whoa. The trainers are stepping in.
Trainers were saying stuff.
Yo, dude, we work here. It's called 24 hour. Doesn't mean you got to fucking be here that long.
Exactly. That's what they said. And then he was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to my other gym anyway.
My other gym.
So dude had like multiple
gyms.
And then on the show, he was like, I go to 3 different gyms. Like, da-da-da-da. And I'm like,
dude, that's
there.
He said you were there for the fucking inception of him going, I don't need this gym. I got other gyms.
Yeah.
And guess what? When that gym closes, another one opens.
And I'm going to meet a guy named Jim and just like curl him.
He got
so cool though, man.
Bonaducci got me kicked off a TV show one time.
That's cool.
Jesus, dude. Yeah. Everyone's got a Bonaducci
story.
Howdy dooch you.
Let me tell you how he dooched me.
Bonaducci said bon voyage.
Here's how he Bonaduced me.
Uh-huh.
I was doing a show. I was doing crowd work on a TV show. You may have heard of it. It was a really famous
show. Press your luck.
Called Hulk Hogan's Wrestling with Celebrities on the Country Music Channel. what's up?
Okie dokie.
That's how good my career is going.
Uh-huh.
And they said, Brad, you're doing great in the audience warm-up. Let's give you a segment. You're a comedian.
Boom.
How about you teach these celebrities, in quotes, how to trash talk in the ring? Like, you come in and you roast them.
Yeah.
You teach them how to trash talk. I'm like, fuck yeah, great. So I write all these jokes.
Sure.
And all the celebrities are in the ring, and I'm coming down to the ring, and I'm going down the line. I'm insulting Trishelle from the Real World.
Boom, big cans.
It's insulting.
Beautiful cans.
Going Lovely. After Todd Bridges. Going after
also great cans.
Going after Nikki Ziering, Frank Stallone, all the top names in Hollywood, obviously.
Yep.
Then I get to Bonaducci, and I go, wow, it's great to be surrounded by all these celebrities. And Danny Bonaducci.
Burn.
And he just freaked the fuck out.
Of course he did.
Roid rage.
I'm freaking out right now for him.
Yeah. That's, Roid rage goes up and goes, this is bullshit.
Adam,
we're not doing this. Kick this guy off. He goes to the producers and go, this guy better not fucking make air.
Wow.
And just, he Bonaduced me.
Wow.
Wow.
Totally
you
got Bonaduced me.
Roid rage. So Bonaduced means you got roided on.
Yeah. And what does you got roided on, man? I don't know.
You got Bonaduced.
There you go.
Yo, 24-hour finish, though, their rules are a little... I was there once and heard a guy who came at 10:30. They were closing at 11 on Saturday,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
So, hey, maybe put that in the disclaimer. 24-hour fitness, except for Saturday.
Yeah.
This guy didn't get the memo, shows up, they go, as I'm leaving, and they go, hey, just so you know, sir, you have 20 minutes to work out. And he goes... And he's like walking to that stair stepper with a purpose.
Earbuds?
Yeah, for sure. Ripped one of them out and goes, what's up, bro?
Excuse
me? And the guy goes, how you doing, man? You good? And he goes, what's going on, man? Does he have a baby yet? No. And so he...
Oh, man, they're doing a white guy fight.
He takes out...
What's up?
He takes
How's
out,
it going?
He takes out his
You listen to music?
And the guy, she goes, you have 20 minutes to work out. And he stopped. He like literally had like beeped this thing. He was jamming out as he was holding his card under the thing to be like, beep. I'm going to keep jamming. I'm just going to go straight to that machine and fucking get it on, man.
Right.
I got to work off something. And he's like, 20 minutes. He goes, the fuck? It's fuck. What? 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
Like he said it in a like reminding them.
Right.
You know where we are, right? You know what it's called? Like, I wouldn't go to fucking...
Check your shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
It says it right there.
Yeah.
What are our hours? And I don't know. Look down.
And this girl's so sweet. She's like, yeah, it's like, it's we close at 11. Like, just being like, that's what's up. And he lost it, man. And I obviously, like, I'm on the way out. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fucking, you know, workout gloves. How much do these cost? I start going to the kiosks and checking out. You know, oh, what are those fucking rubber bands for your knees? Or, you know, whatever they're selling there. You know, hey, headphones. And oh, protein bars that taste like shit.
Muscle milk,
sure. Yeah. That you can drink when you're not working out and still get that extra protein that you need.
Muscle milk, nectar of the douche.
Yeah, that's great. When you do see guys that are like, fuck it, just drinking a muscle milk, but they don't work out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Durs, what is that?
Nah, what?
Is that banana?
This is a Boku juice box. 1992. It's a great
year.
It's
like you put a Capri Sun straw in there. Is that?
What?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, so, yeah, total douche milk. Yeah.
So this guy just loses it and then just goes, fuck it. He just split. There was a moment, though, it was great, where he was like, fuck, well, I guess I'll just work. Like, he almost like threatened them, like, well, I guess I'll just work out for 20 minutes then, trying to be like, oh, fucking, that's all I got, huh?
Maybe less.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then I'll
do fucking 8-minute abs when I get here. I'll do it too. And I'm crazy.
I won't.
The chick was great because then she even like commented on, like, you could have been, she did the whole, you could have been working out instead of arguing with me.
Oh,
which
wow.
was like,
she's crazy.
Yeah. If he had hopped over the desk and like taken her down,
it's over.
And Bonaduce'd her neck, I would have been like, yeah, that's I saw that coming. I don't want to say like I don't support it, but I saw it coming.
I love that you were like, I'm gonna be a hero, save the day. I got this. How much are these gloves? As opposed to being like, yo, dude, you need to chill. This is a woman. This is a lady, okay?
Dear, with respect.
I know.
Really? You got strawberry flavored muscle milk now? Yeah. Oh, great.
I got this. I need a towel. I forgot mine. That was the racket. I bought probably 40 towels there because I'd always
$8 a pop, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, how much did you spend on towels last month? Oh, same amount I spent on one parking ticket.
Yeah.
$97.
Crazy.
Where are those towels right now?
I never want to go back there. They're great. They're still at the crib.
Oh, you still have them?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I bring them to like other gyms.
Remove your face and show me that you're Danny Bonaduce right now.
What's up?
He was a radio DJ.
I'm going to another podcast. I don't need this podcast. I'll go to another podcast. They got 24-hour podcasts.
Wait, he must have killed it on the radio DJ, though.
Yeah, he was great. He would just go off, and he had
people
a voice
listen for the breakdowns.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, and then he had John Heffron as a sidekick, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Him and Hef. Not that far.
Get him on the show, huh? Season 5?
Yeah.
Dude, come on, where he fucking gets into a road rage. Adam's dad. Oh, my God, dude.
See, this is a slippery slope. When you say stuff like that, you're like, that's genius. Then, and dude, I'm sure you're a great guy, Danny. Like, I don't know you, but like, I'm basing this off of your show where it was about you needing anger management. So, like, then you actually have to have the dude, like, on your show for real. And
right.
You're like, oh, this isn't as funny as we thought it would be or whatever. Yeah.
This is why those rumors exist, because he's actually like this.
Oh, he's bench pressing me again. I know you can, dude.
Yeah.
I know you can.
From across the way. I know, dude. He's like miming doing it to you, going, we'll I can do it
after
again.
Lunch. Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man. What's up, bro?
We didn't get him a trailer?
We didn't get him a trailer.
He can have mine. Yeah, so you have funny ideas like that where you're like, oh, that'd be perfect, and then you have to actually implement.
Reel yourself in.
Yeah.
Have you gone overboard like, fuck? Like, because Blake was telling us some of the people that are fans, which that to me is crazy. Like, I can't even remember some of the A-listers that he was naming that are like, yeah, this guy loves the show.
Barocco drama.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
No. Although, and this might be the first place I tell the story. You guys want a breaking story?
Breaking news. Oh, breaking shit. News. This is Workaholics breaking news.
I'm probably going to get parts of it wrong, except for the part that leads back to me being great.
Tight butthole. Breaking news.
Ripping buttholes. So, obviously, like I was doing Mindy.
Yep.
And Mindy was in New York for some kind of like, I don't know if it was like the correspondence dinner or something. Yeah. Bleaching, probably.
Anal bleaching. She does that.
There's other bleaching.
Teeth bleaching. Yeah. Hello. Jesus. Come on.
I was going for anal bleaching.
No, you were? You were going for it?
Yeah, were you going for it?
I've been 5 times.
Well, guess what? You went for it, and now we're canceled.
Just saying.
So she's in New York. She's in New York for something.
Yeah.
Maybe upfronts.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gets a call from somebody like a Weinstein or something like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because she's upper echelon.
Yeah. Sure.
She's on that shit. And they're like, do you want to come to a party right now? Barack Obama's here.
Oh, God.
And like, you can meet him. So she's like, I'm going to be there. Shows up. Barack's like glad handing on the way out. And he's like, go over there. Just say hi. And then he's like, hey, how are you? Sure. I know the show. Good to meet you. Take care. See you later. And she's like, oh, my God, it's Barack Obama. He walks away. He stops. He turns around. He goes, I like the preacher, but I don't think you're going to end up with him.
What?
And turned into smoke. And then he walked away. And she was like, I should probably never tell you this story. And I didn't remember it until right now. And I pretended that Barack Obama was a fan of our show.
Dude, that is so dope.
But he knows who I am, and he'd probably want to party with me. It's like what I'm saying.
Why aren't you in D.C. right now just hitting him up like, yo, Barack, you want to get that younger vote?
Well, House of Cards just like scared me from like the Hill.
That's true. Yeah, Frank Underwood. What a bastard.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. She was like, I shouldn't tell you this because you're just going to tell it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I never think about it because it was very cool. But I was like, oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, but it's just like such a random story too that how do you casually bring that up?
You don't. You do like, it on a podcast for millions of people to hear.
The millions and millions of About Last Night podcast listeners.
Would there be somebody that would just blow your mind? Like if you were like in front of Fred Savage was a fan, which he probably is. Dude loves comedy.
I know Fred's seen the show because we almost had him like direct an episode. Well,
yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
I don't know. Who would freak me out if they were a fan of the show? I mean, Harrison Ford would be pretty rad.
Fuck.
If Harrison Ford was like,
up.
when I'm flying, I'll bring my iPad and I'll load Checkpoint Gnarly in there and watch that because
oh my God.
When you guys get out of the car and leave it at the DUI checkpoint, it feels like something I would do.
Dude,
that would be cool.
You could end your career at that moment.
I think you'd have to.
Just say,
Put the gun away.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that would be cool. I don't know. Like
Oprah.
Yeah. I mean,
if Oprah Winfrey ever did tight butthole to you.
And she was just like, did the signal or like shouted. It was like, Tide Bottle! yeah, I don't know. We did something the other day where somebody was like, okay, quick questions. And we're like, cool. And like, we're firing them off. And then they're like, what's your most prized possession?
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And like, the other dudes had like things where they said, and like,
a poster of you.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I have a prized possession. Not to sound like I don't need things. Mm. I love the shirt I'm wearing.
Funny answer. Yeah.
I look decent in it.
There you go.
But like, I just couldn't think of like my most prized possession.
Yeah.
And then I think to what I'm saying is like the question of like, who would you lose your mind if they were a fan of the show? Like, that's a weird, there's like a selfishness in there of like, who would you freak out if you found out they loved you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. It'd be really cool to like meet somebody and have them know who I am, as opposed to be like,
and have that be the reason I get to meet them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't need people to fuck suck my dick. You know what I mean?
That's your book title.
I don't need people to suck my dick.
I got the kid already.
Yeah,
stuff's happened.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. Like Woody, I'm sure the dudes told you. Like Woody Harrelson mentioned our show in Entertainment Weekly. And
that's one of the coolest things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what that translates to.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I'm not like, I don't tear that up and like put it on my board and go, I'm great because.
Right. Because Larry Flint, the guy that played Larry Flint.
Right.
No, you're smart to do that though.
And I'm a Cheers guy. Like I love Woody.
But you're right, though, because what does that do? I think once you start making moves like that, that you start to shift into a different way of thinking, and right? Like, see, you look at that all, like the fact that you didn't think about that Brock thing made it so much cooler right now for you and for us, obviously. But like, if you're thinking about shit like that all the time, I mean, that's how people start to get like, you know, if you think you're so, like, you
kind of lose touch with your audience.
Yeah, constant
like
reminders
that.
Of how dope you are, how many people like think you're, then it's like, all right, well, what am I, am I not trying? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you get complacent a little.
If someone said, because a lot of people go, oh, he's a fan of your show. But if they said, hey, Woody Harrelson's on the phone, he's wondering if he can do an episode, then I can like contextualize it. Totally. I go, okay, cool. I get to write something for an awesome person like Daniel Stern. Like, we wrote a part that was like decent. He came on to do it. And then I was like, oh, dudes, we got to punch this up. Like, we can make this awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just crushed. You know what I mean? Like,
that's cool.
That's cool. But if I just heard Daniel Stern was a huge fan, I'd be like, oh, cool. That's wow.
It's more fun to then create for that person. And
yeah,
I mean, and those moments are going to happen for you later in your career. And happening now, because
someday,
because you've made a great thing. You've showed everyone that you can, that in this new age of media, you start from the grassroots.
Yeah.
You start from the ground up, and the cream does rise to the top, and people finally recognize your work, said it's good, and now you have one of the most popular shows on TV.
Yeah.
So,
and you got, I mean, as far as on a level for inspiring like comedians and sketch people, it's like, dude, I mean, because think about a lot of the shows, especially on Comedy Central, go to people who have been around for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
You guys are in a league of their own.
Sure. We're the Gina Davises of the comedy game. Thanks, man. That means a lot.
Dude,
we did the same thing with like Always Sunny and Lonely Island. We were like,
yes,
look at these dudes go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and I just, sat down the other day with Glenn Howerton from Sonny,
awesome.
And I'm like, dude, what is going on that I'm sitting here with you when you guys were seasons deep in your show? And I'm like, we gotta be able to do what they're doing. I know we can do this.
Yeah. And now you got people that are watching your show going, we gotta do we gotta do.
And
what's
crazy is they can't. None of them can. So good fucking luck, okay?
I think that is a great spot to end the podcast. Good fucking luck. You're never going to be as big.
You don't have the hair.
I don't need you to suck my dick. You got like 9 book titles here tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
I love to get writing.
Right to it, but thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you had a good time.
You're blessed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good time? Yeah. I had one.
You're on Twitter, but you... People want to follow you there?
Yeah, and let me clear things up before you follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I'm not a fucking comedian who every tweet is a joke and, like, you subscribe to my shit or follow me so that I can entertain you. If you want a window into my life, follow me. You probably won't like it, but if you do, what up? I get so many people who are like, your Twitter sucks. I'm like, compared to what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What am I supposed to be
compared to Stephen Wright's?
Yeah, right, right. I mean, and like, I appreciate funny. I don't follow any like.
You're no Bonaducci.
I'm no Bonaducci.
You get that a lot.
And I know that.
Well, knowing's the first step.
At Durs808, I guarantee you, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not. It's just.
Your honesty is incredible.
I'm following you right now after that. Watch. After that sales pitch.
Watch. Yeah, I do. I probably will do a
you live
funny
tweet
thing
during the shows?
I should have denied, man, but it was fucking his. So. Yeah, we do that. We cool. do that. Yeah. And I'll like, go. You know, retweeting people. People it's yeah, fun yeah. and all that.
Follow him on Twitter. Obviously, watch Workaholics. Watch Workaholics. If you get caught up, look at it on Netflix. It's out there.
It's not on Netflix.
It's not? I thought it was.
Dude, I can't get into this whole corporate bullshit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, get the DVDs if you're too fucking
there you
fan.
Go.
DVDs, Amazon Prime, iTunes, you know.
Yeah, and you can go to Amazon.com via AboutLastNightPodcast.com. Go to that website first. Click on our Amazon banner.
Boom.
Then buy all the seasons of Workaholics on DVD. Hook our boy Durs up. You hook us up.
Buy season
change.
Three. Hook me up. I probably get like $20 from that.
Yeah.
One-stop shop.
Adam's probably. In season three. Done.
Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me come by.
I just wanted to drag it out and make it the most awkward outro ever.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.